you want a seat at the table, but what if you want a seat at an award show, a seat at Fashion Week, or a seat with the board of directors for a cause that excites you, a career that puts you in the driver's seat where your passions become your purpose? Do you love the world of music, the excitement of high fashion? Or perhaps you're driven by a desire to make a difference. No matter your passion, accountants are helping to lead the way to keep the music playing, the runways alive, and communities thriving. Imagine being an accountant, working in the music industry, working closely with your favorite artists on their financial strategies. Or picture yourself as an accountant working in fashion, an essential part of the production process, helping designers thrive. Or how about an accountant working with nonprofits, impacting the community by guiding fiscal decisions? Well, Deloitte's Making Accounting Diverse and Equitable, or MADE, M-A-D-E, is here to help you seize that seat. They're redefining accounting, especially for high school and college students, with a core focus on making a difference. If you're on the hunt for a career where your passions meet potential, take a moment to visit Deloitte MADE's website at DeloitteMADE.com. DeloitteMADE.com. Wherever important decisions are being made, accountants are helping to lead the way. The future of accounting starts with you.
All right, welcome to the hot seat.
Hi, it is hot in here.
It is a little. I just turned air on though, so you should be cool.
Okay.
I brought a friend along. You know this guy?
Absolutely.
How do y'all know each other?
She's done my wife's makeup for years, probably 4 or 5 years.
Oh wow.
Yep. One of my tenants in Recession Proof has been to conferences. Yeah.
So you've seen a hot seat before, right?
Absolutely, yes.
What do you think about it?
I was a little worried because sometimes the people come off delusional, and I'm fully aware of my F-ups and where I need to improve and things like that. So I was worried that it wouldn't be a good episode because I'm not going to be combative, like, oh, I know what I'm doing, but you're still broke, you know, like that type.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean you're still broke?
I consider myself broke.
You can't be. No, so here's whatever you say. I understand. Like,
I would never say that out loud. Like,
you just said it out loud.
I mean, like, I'm just for the show.
Yeah.
For business
purposes.
No,
but be yourself, though.
Yes, but like, I speak life into myself. I'm positive, but to be real, no, this not working.
What's not working
out? My business. I feel like I'm doing a bunch of busy work every day. I really don't know what to do. And like you can get into Recession Proof is amazing, right? But I don't know what to do next to go to the next level. I'm just doing a bunch of shit every day. I'm like making
the edited version. Just do your best.
Stuff every day. Making videos, making flyers, or, you know, working on my website or trying to post on 5 different platforms and, you know, trying to make long form content, post 3 times a day. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, what's going to take me to the next level financially? I don't know what to focus on. I've been a makeup artist for forever. I got over that like a couple years ago and I just was like, I can't do this no more. So then I started doing insurance. So then I started selling insurance. Mm-hmm. So then I had a couple little videos go viral doing the insurance. And then I'm like, I can't do this. Them chargebacks kicked me in the hiney. Mm. I don't know what other word to use.
Actually, be yourself. We'll just edit it out. Because I do want to feel your passion.
Okay. So that kicked me in the ass. You know, I had about 10 grand coming. And I had chargebacks, people not paying because they advance you the money. So then I had people not paying. And that just put me in a bind. And I was like, I can't live off this. Yeah. And I don't like chasing people down for no money. Like, I can't stand it. Sure. So I have an invention I've been working on for forever called the Glam Air Dryer. But I've had people offer me money for it, but I was never ready to take it. People offer me a lot of money for it to help invest. I was never ready. And now I don't know what to do. I have it. It's ready. I have my numbers. And I don't know what to do. I don't know what the next step is.
Mm. What do you take? What do you make from all that?
That it's a little bit different because I see her just have fun. When she say, like, I post a lot of content and do things, it sounds like she's having more fun with things and doing the things that she like to do. Mm. Having a lot of fun. I also see it's really a hot seat because now I know her page.
Mm-hmm. What's her page? Let's all go together.
Oh, my God, no, please. No,
I Heart Coco.
I have to see it.
But not only that, you know, when you say, listening to you say that, what you don't know in business, when you have a product, the thing is like, you have to focus on what you got to push. Your focus got to be there. And if your focus isn't there, you got to realize that you're not going to never be able to monetize that. So you focusing on monetizing something where in business with the fan, and you looking going, okay, I want to push my fan. I want to sell my fan, but I have more fun creating content. You spend hours creating content and funny shit. I know it. I see it. You don't spend hours perfecting your business and figuring out how do I sell this and scale this to the next level. So it's either you got to focus and realize, yo, this is my strong point, where my attention goes, where I can operate, and this isn't. Or am I, are you using that as a clutch? Like, oh, I'm going to do this, and this is going to be my way out. And you lean on that as a clutch. But in reality, you know it ain't your strong point. If you've been working on that fan for 4 years, eventually you realize, okay, something in this business I can't do. And that's one of the things that I take is like, yo, when do you prioritize your strong points?
So in my mind, I thought I had to create content to push this product, and then I never post it. Like, my phone has 2 terabytes of videos and stuff, and I never get to edit. I feel I work on the wrong things all the time. Like, I post the wrong things. I have great content on the product. I don't have nothing showing how to use it. I have a website I'm paying. I've been paying for 2 years for this website. Then I have 20 prototypes. I didn't try to sell those. I feel like I shouldn't sell them because they're not what I want them to be, right? And then I found somebody who would do it how I want the dryer done, right? But then that costs money. And then so do I start raising money? Do I stop focusing on makeup? Do I stop posting content? Do I stop making content?
Here's what I... Okay, so... I'm on your page, I Heart Coco Marie, Celeb ATL MUA, in-person virtual makeup courses. So you do makeup, you sell makeup courses, correct? Mm-hmm. You want people to book you because it has your text number on there. And then you're an influencer. And then you have Gillionaire Girls Club. What's that?
That's my product. So... I was thinking, since I do makeup, I should sell lashes and eyeliners and things like that. So I made this whole brand behind it. But I think I just like developing a brand because I don't really post on that page.
I'm sorry. What's Gillionaire Girls
Club? Gillionaire Girls Club. It's supposed to be like a play on Billionaire Boys Club. It's supposed to be about money and wealth and positivity and positive affirmations.
So what is that page for, though?
My lashes, cosmetic products.
But you said it was supposed to be about... inspiration and making money. What does that do with lashes?
No, I have the lashes have names like wealthy, or, you know, like positive names, like about money. It's like a affirmational type things.
So Gillionaire Girls Club is the name of your lashes.
It's lashes eyeliner. It's a brand. Lashes, a brand. Eyeliner, a fan. Hold on. See, I got my trusty bag here. Okay. And I felt like when I was coming.
Calm down. Slow down. Calm down. Calm down. Slow down. Slow down. You're a little aggressive right
now. Oh, sorry. So this, stuff out of bag. It comes in a bag like this, and it has a positive affirmation on it. And then I have like lashes and eyeliner, and then I have.
But real quick, I'm so sorry. Gillionaire Girls Club is the name of the brand of lashes and eyeliner and stuff like that.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. You trademarked it or?
No.
I know. Inventor of the Glam Air Dryer.
Air dryer. I'm glad you asked. Okay. Here we are.
Good.
I'm like Hustle Man off Mario.
Oh, 100%.
So this is
she
the dryer.
She got spoons in that coat, I'm telling y'all.
Random spoons.
She got spoons, toothbrushes. She got all that stuff in that coat.
Let me go and take the coat off so y'all can see the shirt. I like, you know, I tried to brand it, you know, market this, but this is what it says. Okay. And I feel like it gets attention.
Ask me about a blow job.
I don't want you to read it.
Let me see it. Go back, please.
Can I move this mic?
Yeah. So it says, ask me about a blowjob.
Okay, and then right here it says,
look, man, I see y'all enjoying the episode, but entrepreneurship is tough, as you can see. But if you want to make more money, get more information, and really have more support, you need a community, okay? Morning Meetup is a community that I've started 6 years ago, where every single morning I'm talking to a group of entrepreneurs, giving them more information, giving them support, and teaching them how to make more money, how to grow their business, okay? We have a book club that you need to be a part of. We have meetups that you need to be a part of. The missing link is connection to not only a coach, but a community, okay? You don't have to join every single morning, okay? But if you wake up this morning, you know that we are there Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, okay? Join our book club. You don't have to speak, you could be quiet, you don't have to have your camera on, but the more you're on, you want people to see your face and connect with us, okay? The morning meetup will get you more money, more information, and more support this year, 2024, okay? So it's only $497 for the entire year. That's 250 calls with the community teaching you how to do this thing called entrepreneurship, okay? So if this interview resonates with you at any point and you say, yo, you know what? The way he's talking to him or the way he's talking to her, I need him to talk to me like that. Well, join us every single morning. And quiet is kept. Most of the people that are on the hot seat come from the Morning Meetup community. You all get priority. All right? So go to themorningmeetup.com. Let's get back to the episode.
The only quick drying solution for makeup brushes, wigs, and crafts. But that's what I wanted to ask you about the marketing.
Okay, bring the mic back. Okay. All right. No. Okay. So I'm just trying to understand all the stuff that we got going on. So we have the little blow dryer joint.
Oh God.
Okay. So you invented that. Okay. Tell me what that does.
It dries your makeup brushes, wigs, weaves, crafts.
Nice. Okay. That's good. And then along the same lines of your bio, we have life insurance specialist. Call Coco for life.
Okay. And I have a page for that. Okay.
Yep, you got a page for that. Okay. And then under that, we have product review.
Okay. This is what I want to ask about. The things that get a lot of views on my page is when I do these try-ons from clothes because they're really entertaining. And so...
Yo, fine. What does she do, bro?
Okay. Like, if you
tell me what she does.
She creates content.
She's a content, so she's not an entrepreneur. Like, she doesn't have like a solid business. She creates content or whatever people like. Whatever people like, that's what she leans into.
She does makeup.
Yep. You know that because she does your wife's makeup.
Yes.
I do other people. Sometimes.
She do a lot of people's makeup. And create content. Like...
But that's what I had a question about.
And comment on Shade Room a lot.
I do. I unfollow Shade Room and all the gossip sites.
And you still be going there, though.
No, I don't. Yes, now, do. I used to, but I had to start changing what I'm consuming. So I wanted to.
Okay, let me ask. Let me ask you. So what do you do? Like, if I see you somewhere and I'm like, hey, I'm David. I'm a podcaster. I teach entrepreneurs entrepreneurship. What do you do?
Makeup. But I can sell you some life insurance. No, I'm just kidding. I do makeup.
You leave with the makeup.
Yeah, I do. I do makeup. But
are you an inventor?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now I am. I just started back focusing on it.
Or do you sell lashes?
I have to sell lashes to my clients for makeup, right? Should I buy somebody else's brand?
Does your wife buy her lashes?
Yes.
Does she?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have the lashes, a part of the, what's the makeup brand that you do?
But what kind of life insurance policy would I need as an entrepreneur?
Well, you would need life insurance.
What, like, is there a certain type?
Well, they have whole and term.
No, see, my point is, though, it's just you do a bunch of different things. That
okay,
go
great.
All the way across
I fell right
the
into
board.
That one. I tried. I mean, I just deep dived into that one.
So he asks you what you do and you don't have a specific, it's a bunch of different things.
Okay, so my question is, what do I need to focus on and leave alone? Because I feel like the dryer and the cosmetics go in with makeup.
If somebody can tell you what to focus on, it has to make sense to you. Nobody can tell me to go focus on recession proof, that I need to focus on recession proof. As an entrepreneur and a business owner, it's nobody in this world that could tell me what I need to do. Now, it's people that can help me with what I'm going to focus on and say, yo, I'm focusing on recession proof. Then they can help me focus on it and redirect my focus in the right areas of my business. I can't tell you, do makeup. I can't tell you, do life insurance. I can't tell you, push this invention. You have to realize, okay, what's going to make me the most money? Where do I want to spend the most time? What do I need to do? This is where I want to put my mind at and my energy at.
So I can't do makeup and push my dryer. It has to be one or the other. I have to choose.
Who said?
I'm asking.
No. So this is the issue, is that you haven't sold, you said you got 20 prototypes, you haven't sold any.
Because I didn't know if I should, because they're not.
You haven't sold any?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so you made no money from that. How much money did you make last month doing makeup?
I don't want to answer because I haven't been doing makeup.
Okay, did you make money doing makeup?
I did like 3 faces last month.
Okay, so right now as an entrepreneur, business owner, you're not employed, or are you employed?
I am. This sounds crazy. This is what I didn't want to happen. Okay, I just started back doing makeup, and it's been slow. It's like starting from the beginning. Okay, so last month I didn't do a lot of faces. Okay, so no, that's not where my money came from.
Hold on, how often does she does turquoise? How often do turks?
She slowed down. Yeah. Like maybe like 3. Maybe I did turquoise 3 times last month.
Is your wife her only client?
No. I told you I'm just starting back up. I was turning down people, but I just got burnt out doing makeup.
You got burnt out doing makeup, and then you went to life insurance?
Yeah, and now I don't want to do that because...
Okay, so you're just now getting out of life insurance.
Laughing.
So you're just now getting out of life insurance.
I would like to.
So you're still in life insurance?
No, I haven't sold a policy because I haven't called nobody about it. I don't want to do it. I just didn't want to say it out loud because I know my friend going to be watching this. She probably going to.
But if I needed some life insurance, you can get it right.
I could. Absolutely. I have.
Okay, so what have you been doing for money for the last couple months?
Oh my God, I was so scared you was going to ask me this. Marcus, don't listen to this. I was living off my savings, and what else did I do? I did makeup.
But you didn't do makeup, though.
I did his wife and a couple of other chicks, yeah.
You are extremely confused.
I am.
You're 100% confused.
You asked me how I make money. I was being honest.
No. Yeah, but that answer tells me just how confused you are.
Absolutely.
You don't know if you want to be a content creator, an influencer, a makeup artist, an inventor, a life insurance agent, and now you're back into makeup. Or we're going to focus on this product that you got on your lap. But depending on how the wind blows, that's what you do.
I'm a Libra. I'm a creative.
We're not about to blame this on when you were born.
Okay.
No, we're not.
And I thought that I do know I need help, and I do know I need guidance. I'm not like, but I don't know what to do. Like, do I stop doing things that get attention and just focus on the business? Just do makeup and like sell my product?
Or let me ask you this. What do you want to be?
I want to be rich as frick. Okay. I want to be comfortable. I want to enjoy what I'm doing daily.
Why not just find a man to take care of you?
That does not sound appealing to me at all. That stresses me out terribly bad. I hate the thought of that. I just can't do it. I can't.
Really? A man that you're in love with to take care of you?
Yeah, but somebody having that kind of control and power over my life, I can't do it.
It doesn't always mean someone having control and power over your life.
My experience, all the women I know.
Okay, hold on. You're lying. Do you have control and power over your wife's life?
Ask her.
Turquoise was getting money. Marcus don't take, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, like, I do.
I get that, but I'm saying she can be on her own.
100%.
And that's what I want.
You know my wife. No, yeah. The life we've established now, it's not something she do on her own.
Right.
But you know my wife.
Right.
Do I control her?
No, you do not.
Is she controllable?
No. But I'm saying it in a sense that if I just let go and not, I don't have no income on my own, certain things can fly different.
Here's what's cool. Turk ain't got to let go, but it's a lot more comfortable because she know whether she do a business or not, bill's going to be paid. I got a man. My wife do the same thing. I'm not controlling her. She tries a business, whether it works or not, it doesn't matter. You know why? Because she has a husband who takes care of everything. I'm just saying, this could be a good option for you. Because
he asked you, what do you want to be? And you just said rich.
Yeah, you could be
you
rich.
You didn't say, I want to be, you know, I want to lead in my industry when it comes to MUA. I want to lead with lashes. I want to be an inventor.
I do not.
I want to be a top entrepreneur, businesswoman who goes and builds a unicorn business and makes my blow dryer a $1 billion company and take this global. Mm-hmm. You didn't say I want to be anything great in business, but right. You want to be in business, but you only said I want to make money.
Right.
So if only thing you said is that, you didn't even say I want to make money. You said I want money.
I want to be rich.
Yeah.
That was it. So he just gave you, well.
Yeah, give you options.
I'm glad you think it's that easy to just walk outside and find some rich.
I'm not saying it's easy, yeah, but I'm saying that's an option.
It's not really.
Imagine this. Imagine you are with somebody that you are truly interested in, and they're rich, and whether that thing sells or not, y'all still traveling. That's a lit situation, no? No. You wouldn't take that?
I would, but it's not easy to find somebody.
I'm not saying
you're saying it as if it's a real option. Like in the next month, I could meet this guy and he starts taking care of me.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's an option. You could spend a lot of your time and energy putting up content to attract that type of person. Or you could spend a lot of time and energy creating content that allows that thing to sell. Or you could spend a lot of time creating content, finding more clients. But you need to figure out what you want to be, a picture of what you want to be. Rich is one of the things you want to be that comes with the lifestyle, but you need to say, all right, well, I want to, like Five said, I want to be an influence in the MUA community. I want to teach other people, or I want to do Beyonce's makeup one day. I don't know what it is for you. There's nobody that can tell you that. But the problem is you haven't told you what you want to be. Right. That's why you're jumping around to different stuff, insurance, or I'm going to invent something, or lashes, or content, or once I get a bunch of money, I'm not going to do anything because I have the money that I want. And once it runs out, we say, you know what? I need to go do lashes again. And that is going to be a life cycle for you. You're going to spend your life just chasing stuff.
And I want that to stop. I'm very aware of what you're
there
saying.
There we go.
And that's why I even signed up, because I'm like, maybe somebody could kind of help me. But now Turquoise has had a lot of conversations with me about it, but I still feel like I don't know where I'm going. Like, what am I doing?
That's cool. That's what I'm saying. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
But we need to start to try to define it. Mm-hmm. And you're probably going to have to lock into a direction. And let's say, for instance, you're saying my major focus is this particular invention. Do you have more of those or just one?
I have 20.
You have 20?
Yes.
How long have you had the 20?
I ordered, 2 years. 2 years I've had them.
You had 20 of those for 2 years?
Oh my God, y'all laughing at me. Yes.
I mean, it's not even... in the marketplace is no longer even relevant.
No, I haven't put it out.
No,
you know?
But in the marketplace is no longer relevant because it's somebody else. There's new technology. It's something more compact. There's competition out there in the market.
Well, I've done my research and that is not true. And I reached out to the manufacturer. He said that I could get it. I need some changes to it. And I'm telling you, I wanted to have a UV light. I needed to be hotter. I needed to have a timer. I didn't want to put it out like that without those things, because I've been testing them for 2 years. I've been giving them to people, letting them try them, influencers, things like that. And those are the changes that they came up with. I would like to see these in salons. I would like to see these in stores. And so I didn't want to put this sub product out without
those.
So
you're telling me I can't buy another one of those nowhere?
You can, but the one that I want, that's why I didn't want to put it out, be honest with you. But he said that I would have to have a new mold, and that would be about 30 grand. So,
you ever seen a Mercedes Benz 300 C300?
Absolutely.
You ever seen a Maybach?
Absolutely.
They're both out. Yeah. And they both get sold to different price points, and it doesn't matter if it needs improvement. A Maybach and a Mercedes C300 are both Mercedes, but that C300 has nothing on the Maybach.
Nothing.
And if you can't afford to produce the Maybach, you sell a C300. And build customers so your brand is aware and people are aware of what product you have until you can develop a Maybach. You'll never be able to develop a Maybach if you can't sell a C300, if you don't have the proper systems in place and the environment and production in place to actually sell a C300. So you sitting there looking at a C300 going, I'm not going to sell this when it's more people to buy C300s than it is people to buy Maybachs.
Okay. And here's what's crazy. If when you got that thing 2 years ago, you sold them 20, you'd be selling Maybachs right now. Because you take the money, you evolve it, you take them, you sell some more, then you get some more, evolve it, sell some more, then you get some more made, and then you would have your ideal situation right now, and you'd probably be rich right now.
Thank you.
But it's something about what's going on up here that makes you chase stuff.
Shiny object syndrome.
Yes.
But I feel like I'm staying in the same industry.
No, it doesn't matter. Okay, great. No, it doesn't matter.
One more thing I want to put out there. I do not enjoy doing makeup. Mm-hmm. It doesn't bring me any fulfillment, any joy. I get stressed out when people book. So that's why I wanted to get out of it.
What do you love to do?
I
create content because that brings you joy.
It does not. I only do it because I think that's in my mind. I don't know if this is true. That's how people sell things.
Yeah, but that's.
But I'm not selling.
But yeah, that's the issue. Like you're not even selling
funny content.
Right. That's what gets attention. That's why I'm telling you. I don't know what I'm doing.
But that's who you are.
How can I monetize that?
No, that's not the issue. What you're failing to realize is that you're creating content in your comfort zone. You know why you're not selling things and you're not pushing these things like that? Because you're insecure.
Yeah.
You're scared.
Yes, absolutely.
You're comfortable being yourself and being funny, creating funny content. Mm-hmm. It's not that you can't not like being who you are. Mm-hmm. You just said, I don't like creating content. That's cap. You like being funny. You enjoy it. You enjoy the response. It's comfortable for you. Mm-hmm. This isn't comfortable for you. This is scary.
Okay.
You're fearful to sell that product. You're scared to put this in and say, you don't want anybody to have backlash and say it's not great or it sucks.
Okay.
That's what you're scared of. That's why you said you got 2 terabytes of content that you didn't put out because you got so much to choose from and you put it out and you wait for people to respond and go, oh, they liked it. And now since they liked you being funny, you just keep being funny.
Okay.
So how do you switch that and go, well, I'm being funny, but be funny about the product I have then. Mm-hmm. Let me be funny about the product I have. And this is the only thing I'm going to be funny on because I'm comfortable here and I'm secure here with this and my personality coming out. Take in your strong point of, listen, I got an amazing personality. I got an amazing sense of humor and I have a product that I'm scared to get rejected for. And I pray that I don't get rejected for it. Well, it's funny anyways. If you reject me, I'm going to laugh. But guess what? I'm at least giving the marketplace the opportunity to purchase my business and get feedback that I can then critique and improve on. There's no way that I'm sitting there and you make content trying on somebody else's brand and products and clothes that you don't get paid for.
Is this product like your major focus right now or no?
Yes.
Sure.
I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't been focused on it. I decided this month that I'm going to go all in on it.
Good.
I'm going to accept the money people have been trying to give me. I got my business plan together.
You got some offers?
Huh? Yeah.
What kind of offers?
My friend said she's going to give me $30,000. And then...
I'm sorry, real quick. When did she say that? Was it 2 years ago?
No, this was like... she told me again last night, she said, you know, I offered you that money and you never took it. I'm going to give you one more chance. Mm. So that was last night.
$30,000 for what?
She said to invest in the product. She said, use it to buy the dryer, more of these. But I told her I want more so I could buy it how I want it made. She was like, no, just buy.
But what does she get in return?
We didn't discuss that. Mm. And that's probably why I didn't take it, because I don't know what to do. I didn't know what to say I would give her back, how long. And she said, well, you know, I understand investing. I know it's going to take a while, but I wasn't comfortable because I don't know what to tell her. What do I give her a contract? Do I tell her I'm going to give her 3% of sales? Or
has she tried it?
Yes.
Oh, she likes it?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. You might have something on your hands.
And I have another popular makeup artist who asked me to come, you know, come to her place and make some content. But I got scared because I didn't know.
Okay. You need you need a direction.
Yes.
And if this is the direction that we're going in, then everything you create, we're not like a content creator. Mm-hmm. We create content in this direction. So even if you're saying, well, I don't want to do makeup, you'll be able to stomach this makeup more because you know that the only reason I'm doing makeup is to stay relevant in this industry so that they trust me to buy this dryer.
Okay.
And everything we do needs to start moving towards the mark. So you need to find out who you want to become. I want to be someone who revolutionizes the makeup industry. I'm trying to take care of these group of women who have a hard time making money because they got to wait for their brushes to dry and then mm-hmm. they're losing money. And I'm solving a huge problem.
Yes.
If there are other things like this in the market, you don't even have to see them. You keep marching and telling your story because, I mean, I've never seen it.
The competitors, they're not competitors.
It doesn't even matter.
How much does it cost?
It costs me $22 per unit, but after shipping from China, which is extremely expensive, it comes up to like $56 a unit. Once if I divide it by the machines I purchased.
$56, how much you sell it for?
What's up, podcaster or soon-to-be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th. 2 full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now. But hold on. Because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off. But if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you No, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code BIGDEAL at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code BIGDEAL.
I had it on the website for $199, but okay. I just dropped it down the other day.
I mean, the website that you never promote, nobody's seen it. It doesn't matter what you put on the website.
That was not necessary.
Do you have a competitor?
The competitors are I don't consider them direct competitors because you have to load the brushes in one by one. It only dries about 10 at a time.
But just
and
give
this
me
dries
like
150 at a time. And okay. It does it in like 30 minutes.
Who's the competitor?
They're not brands. They're just like these little dryers on Amazon. So you can, it's a bunch of different people selling it. It's the one called a brush spinner.
Brush.
A couple years ago, there was.
You got that?
Okay. The one I have, you have to physically like hold it yourself. Like I can't just.
So you have one.
I have a dryer.
Would this be how much did yours cost?
Like $10. $10-$15. But you got to do one at a time, right?
Yeah. Dry it one at a time.
Stop.
I could just buy
100. Damn.
I could buy 150 of them joints and it'd still be 150.
So at $200.
That's too high.
Does this make sense?
It would make sense for somebody like myself who doesn't make up on a consistent basis.
And I see one. It's $37.
It's big. So something somebody might think
Hold on, because we need a mic because the people are...
So just... Okay, I got it. So,
but it also dries your wigs. It's not... Okay,
I heard you. I know it does more than just makeup brushes.
Okay.
Because... You see the confidence you speak with?
Yes.
On the defense.
Okay.
You speak that confidently on the defense. The same confidence that you have to put out is the same confidence you should have when you go to marketplace to sell it.
Okay.
You believe in it that much?
I do.
You don't. Because if you did, it would have been out already. It feels cheap. That hurt, huh?
No.
You didn't want to hear that, huh?
No.
And MUAs need this, right?
And I'm joking. Absolutely. I'm joking about the feel cheap, but I want to cover the things that you feel like you're going to get back.
Yes.
To realize that it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It feels cheap. Oh, man, she just got this from China. This is, man, I could have got this on Temu.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is some Temu shit for $200. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Those are the things that you're scared of. Like, the on switch was falling apart. Like, it's literally stickers. In a fan. I could have just got a fan from the Dollar Tree and put it over there and put it in front of a heater.
And it's still going to sell.
No. Maybe. Because those are probably some reviews you may get.
Yeah. I feel that. I feel that.
I'm actually trying to find some people that I can.
Nah, but I just say that space. To say this, is that the things that you may fear when you put it out there is that people going to say anything.
Right.
It don't matter. You take any feedback that you get and look at how do I improve on it.
Okay.
And some of it you say to hell with you.
Okay.
It is what it is. It's people who become millionaires off of Temu.
Okay.
And people laugh. Oh, that's on Temu. It's people who laugh and be like, oh, you one of them, what's the actors in movies, where they put movies at?
Tubi.
Oh, you a Tubi. You got a Tubi movie.
Right.
It makes millions.
Yeah.
There's people who have great movies that should be blockbusters, but they never get put out.
Okay.
They never get marketed. They never make it to the shelf. I'll take a Tubi movie. I'll take a bad review movie that actually helps produce income and revenue and helps me become better. You got to take this to the market. It's no way you should have something for 2 years. Like, things start to break after just from sitting. You got to go and check and see if they even work.
Do you know any MUAs?
Hmm?
You know any MUA people that do makeup?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
I want to talk to one. You know one? Somebody call one real quick. I want to ask a question and see if they can do a FaceTime real quick.
Should I lower the price point or leave it at, is that too high?
I don't know.
You
the
say
industry.
Yes. Okay.
I'm seeing a lot of $15, $16 dryers on here. Premium makeup brush cleaner dryer, super fast electric brush cleaner machine, automatic brush. This joint $23.99, 4.2 stars, 18,000 reviews.
I think that's the one I think I just ordered it, but it only, yeah, it didn't work. when I ordered it. It didn't cut on. It didn't charge. And you have to put one brush at a time. Those little holes are for brushes. And it didn't, the other one I did purchase, it didn't blow hot air. So it took a while for the brushes to dry.
How many brushes do I need to have?
Well, as a makeup artist, I have like 200. But when we're doing clients back to back, you go through them fast. And then you don't have, you either have to sit there and clean each brush. If you,
how many makeup artists is doing people back to back? Because you said you did three last month.
Yeah, but I use, my brushes pile up and I have to clean them. And
but
I,
if you do three, you got time to go home and just.
But they still need to dry. So I use this every time. But when I was doing makeup back to back, I would have to go clean them and put them under here and keep going. And there is a lot of popular makeup artists here who doing makeup back to back. And there's women who do their makeup and they don't.
But you can't base it off Atlanta. See, one of the things is this. It is. So. And then you got to identify your target audience of who are you selling this to. Now, when you look at MUAs who are going to be doing makeup back to back, how many in the world is it? Like, how many realistically is in the world? Instagram. Like, that's just going.
I'm calling my sister on Instagram real quick. Yo, what up? Got a question for you. I'm good. How are you? What up, Charles? Hey. Okay, so let me put this here. So you are a makeup artist, right? It's Melani.Edwards, right? That's your Instagram?
Yeah, but Makeup by Melani is my Instagram.
Makeup by Melani. Okay. I want to show you this machine, right? So this machine, what does it do?
Dry makeup brushes, wigs, crafts.
It looks like
it
probably dries makeup brushes.
Yeah, dries makeup brushes and wigs. Yeah. So, do you have something that dries your makeup brushes?
No, I don't. I honestly don't need that. Cause I spot clean the brushes where you just spray with alcohol, and then I just wash my makeup brushes, and I don't need them to be necessarily super like dry, cause you need it for liquid anyway. So I wouldn't.
You do a lot at a time though, right? Have you been on a set where you got to do a bunch of people at one time?
I've had that, like, usually if it's, like, an all-day shoot or something, video shoot, but I've never needed, back in the day before I knew how to really clean my brushes, I would have probably needed that, but now I don't really, I wouldn't need to dry them, like, that quick.
So you wouldn't buy this for $200?
No.
Any advice
to be able to sell it for $200?
I don't know. Just anything you think of, because you do a lot of celebrities and a lot of influencers. So she does a lot of people's makeup, especially in Atlanta. And I just want to know, like, what your, you know, what your thoughts are on this situation.
I think that's cool, but I've even bought like things when I first started doing makeup to dry my brushes quickly. Like, there was this little thing that you put your brush and it like kind of spins fast to dry it. But honestly, I think it's just more time consuming. For me, I think you have to find strategies that just make things faster. And if you just spot clean your brushes with alcohol and just, you know, that will eliminate that, like your need for that. And if you're using foundation brushes, all you have to do is just wash it with a really good soap and dry it with a towel. And it's dry enough to apply makeup again. Like, you don't really need it for your foundation brushes to be completely dry. So I don't see the need for that personally.
Okay. All right.
I don't think makeup artists know that. Like, I will say people who just started, I don't think they know.
Got it. That. Okay. All right. Thank you. That was very, very helpful, man. I appreciate you assisting.
Of course. I'm enjoying this live.
Oh, enjoy. Yes. Comment. let everybody know this is you. Let everybody know this is you. So make sure y'all follow Melani.Edwards and whatever your makeup page is going to be.
Okay, I will. I don't even know how to comment them.
Charles got you. All right, yeah, so, see you later.
See you.
All right. How do you feel? Do you feel discouraged at all?
No, I do not.
Good.
She's not. What I heard was that she was looking for a quick drying solution and it was time consuming, which they are, because you have to load one brush at a time. That spot cleaning, you have to sit there and it can get nasty doing that back to back and not deep cleaning your brushes.
So you use this though?
Absolutely. Okay. Every day.
Okay. You seen her bring this to your house? He wouldn't know though.
I would not bring it to his house. Why not? When I'm cleaning brushes all at once. So I have a set of brushes.
Oh, so this is for when someone's done for the day, they go home and need to clean their dryer
and brushes. Be ready the next day. Yeah.
They wouldn't be dry by the next day anyway?
I'm saying they need to be ready overnight? By the next day. But if you clean your brushes and leave them to dry overnight, they're not going to be dry the next day. It takes my brushes like 24 hours to dry fully, especially foundation brushes and stuff. And I do not recommend spot cleaning foundation brushes, but whatever. But yes, the dryer, have them ready in 30 minutes. Okay. I've had times where somebody called me last minute, my brushes was dirty. I needed to clean them and have them dry, and I need to be out the door. That has happened to me. I take it on trips with me. I take it on photo shoots with me because I never know what's going to happen. I'm always...
And the recourse of dirty brushes and not having clean brushes is crazy. Mm-hmm. My wife got hit with dirty brushes and had a crazy breakout.
Mm-hmm. They weren't... She was cheating on me. We go through our little... things, you know.
Gotcha. My bad, it wasn't saying that. Yeah,
but no, it's not about like dirty brushes, just not dry brushes.
You don't want to use, people will use a dirty brush because they don't have time to wash them and let them dry. I've seen makeup artists show up with dirty brushes because they didn't have time to
spot. How much is a brush though?
You can get a set of brushes for $30 or you can get a set for $100. It's just quality and
This is the issue where you run into it. That's all fine and dandy. Mm-hmm. You sell that. In reality, with the competition out there, there is competition, right? Mm-hmm. Are you ready to get into that and be able to market at that level? And what's the plan of action to get it there?
Okay.
Let's just even get away from the product. Let's get to the money.
Okay.
How do you get to the money and get this into place? Are you locked in enough to be able to execute and go get a facility to understand the shipping and getting all the shipping and delivery out, understanding all the marketing, the back end, the improvements, the customer service, the customer support that's needed, putting that system in place? Like, how do you do with customer support now? Like, what would be your customer support? You saying, I got my numbers in place, but if you doing what, like, what's your customer support look like to be able to take this to market?
Here, to help people? I don't even think that. I think the issue is she's either afraid to get out in the market, or there's a lot of people, like, even say, okay, we're selling for $200, but I think we're going to drop the price because people aren't buying it, which causes discouragement. When you dropped it for $200 2 years ago, did you have some people to say, yo, that's too much? I don't know if I could buy that.
I have had people say that is too much, but that they would buy it, but they didn't. So,
yeah.
So I think it is high.
But that right there will discourage even one person saying that. Like, that right there will discourage somebody and have them just say, I don't even want, I can't go ask nobody else because what if they give me the same answer? So yeah. If you truly believe in this, you're going to have to, like, because now, really, we don't have any evidence that anyone would buy this.
Okay, you're right.
That's the big challenge. So we can have arguments in the comments about, yo, should you do it? I'm seeing people like, yo, you don't spot clean your brushes. Then my eyes like, yo, you don't spot clean brushes, foundation brushes, and then do it overnight, and then alcohol, and then dry it, and leave it out. And there's all kind of stuff. There's all kind of like comments in the section that we can debate over. Mm-hmm. The only thing is you can't convince me that this is worth it for anybody in this entire world.
Right.
But you.
Right.
Now, if you went and go sold to 20 and you got 20 people to say, oh, this is good, that might increase your confidence. But I think whoever told you that first time made you keep them things in your house and they just sat
there.
Truth
moment. I did take it around to different salons one day. I got it. Well, a couple of weeks in a row and tried to sell them. And people were just like, that's high. So I've done research. Again.
And I will never do that again. Yeah. So, I mean, listen, I'm all for the motivation, the inspiration. Like, if this is your dream, go after it.
That's what I was going to was like, yo, is this even worth tackling? Like,
I don't know.
With all the support, everything that you have to put in place and the uncomfortable things that you will have to do, is this the product? Is this the business that's worth putting the energy into, saying I'm going all in.
Okay, I'm gonna answer you.
Might be easier finding absolutely a baller.
It might be what?
Easier to find a baller. Hey, listen, if you go to the club long enough, there's...
That is insulting. In Atlanta?
How?
That is very insulting to tell a young woman to go find a baller.
I didn't tell you to go find a baller. I said it might be easier to find a baller.
Would you tell your daughter that?
Maybe if it was a really, really... The Bible says it's easier...
Don't you dare bring the Bible up in here.
To go through the eye of a camel or something like that. I'm saying...
Can you quote it?
I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying you've got options. And your goal is to be rich. Your goal isn't to be this revolutionary person in the beauty industry. Your goal is to get rich. I'm saying you got a few different... That's why you're like, yo, I'm going to go try insurance. Because maybe I'll get rich through insurance. Maybe if I do enough lashes and I sell them lashes, I'll make enough money to be rich. And one day I'll be able to do people like Cardi B's makeup and make $1,000. And I could be like super rich because I have that type of clientele. You're grabbing straws right now.
Okay.
We need to figure out what we're going to do and lock into that thing. But we have to, one, if you think this is going to be it, you need to go sell some.
All right.
Period.
So how about this? This month I will sell the 20.
How many?
You're going to sell the whole 20? I will sell the whole 20.
What happens if you don't?
I'm going to find something else shiny to go to. No, I don't know. I will sell them.
If you don't, what happens?
I have to go back to the drawing board and try to figure out why they're not selling. Or maybe people just hate it. It's a terrible product and it shouldn't be sold. But I know there's a need for it because there's other products that kind of target it. They just haven't gotten it right. And I also, just a little tidbit, a hobby I do, I make things. So I use it to dry things. So I think it would be great for crafters. I would see it in Joann's, Michael's, things like that. It's not just for the beauty industry. Yes. Because I had to make them some shirts last week with some diamonds on it, and I had to do it overnight. If I didn't have the dryer, I wouldn't have been able to get that.
Hold on. Make shirts?
No. No. Okay? I enjoy making things. I don't advertise that I do it. But she knows I do. So I blinged out some stuff. I did make a lot of money making stuff. Okay, back in the day, during...
It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And Black perspectives haven't been censored in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
the pandemic, I was listening to Gary Vee, and he said, go get stuff from garage sales and sell it. And then I did make a lot of money remaking things, so I like to bling things out. Since I was a kid, I used to, you know, the scars of the diamonds.
Focus. You need...
I'm not saying I do it now.
Okay, cool. I'm just saying.
I was just telling you what else.
A month. We got a month to figure out if this is going to work.
Okay, a month.
Okay? We got a month. Go sell the 20.
I will.
Hopefully some people buy the 20. Hey, listen, if you are in the comments right now and you want to buy one, let me know. And here's the thing. Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
Don't buy it. Don't buy it off of support. Buy it because you need it.
If you need it. Buy it off support and because you need it.
Is there anybody here?
Support a black business.
No, we're not doing that.
Nope.
No.
Okay. If there's anybody in here that does makeup that finds value in this product and you are willing to invest, it's not 200 anymore, right?
It's I was gonna make it 120.
You just made that number up. That's
no,
crazy.
I didn't. I can show you.
Okay, if anybody's willing to buy this for $120 and you do makeup, show us what it looks like. Let me show y'all.
And what's the time frame on delivery?
I have right so now. I bring it to your house or I put it in the mail and sell it to
hold
you.
Hold on. People want to see the product in the chat.
Yeah, I want to put my wig up under there so y'all can see.
You can throw a wig on there. I guess yes. This is the power button conveniently located. Hold on. It's two power buttons.
It's one on and off and one hot and cold.
One, it's warm and cold, first off.
I'm sorry.
This is the product, y'all. It has dryers here. It's dryers here. And you could put makeup brushes, wigs, rhinestone t-shirts.
Dishes.
Dishes.
Y'all don't make jokes because then people won't take me serious now.
Okay.
This is a real product for sale.
My boy said dishes. All right, so... And she said somebody did say needs UV light, but you said that.
Yes, I want to add a UV light. See? Yeah.
So it's a hair dryer. Anybody? Any takers?
Oh my God, I can't believe this.
I'm trying to get you some sold stuff.
My armpits.
Does it come with a carrying case? No. That's not a carrying case. That's a bag. It's not a carrying case.
You can carry it in there. What?
But I can get another bag.
What qualifies as a carrying case?
Something that you designed.
That's why I didn't want to. I'm going to be honest with y'all. That's why I didn't want to sell it. I don't feel like I got my shit together.
Good.
That's why I didn't
want to
sell it.
So now we get to make a decision. Are we going to get our stuff together?
Stuff.
Or we're going to figure out something else to do.
Can I sell them with how they are?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Hopefully.
So I'm going to sell these 20, and I do have a bag design. I did pick out someone in China that I wanted to put the bags in. I wanted it to be a zipper bag and then a place for your brushes or your hair underneath. Good. So I picked out a bag. I just didn't want to put out a subprime product, product.
We're going to take it to market.
But
okay.
It took you 2 years to make a decision.
It did not.
You had it 2 years, and you don't have a bag.
Yeah, but that's before she was focused. She's focused now, though.
I feel like there's a little bit of sarcasm.
No. I'm 100% positive. The last 2 years and probably your entire life, you've chased stuff. I know that about you right now. And it's okay because you never had this conversation with somebody so that you can see I am just chasing stuff.
I am fully aware of that.
For sure. But right now, we can do something about it.
Yes.
So I truly believe that you're going to lock in and you're going to like go to every salon. That you can create that type of content and you can get people to buy this for $120.
I wouldn't go to every salon one.
Why
that's
not?
Out.
No.
Why not?
Because you got a bigger audience online. Going door to door, belly to belly because she has a following. How many followers you got on Instagram?
About 30 million. No,
20,000.
You got 20,000 followers. You only have 20 of them. If you can't put out 7 to 8 pieces of content around it and sell 20, because she has viral posts.
But I'm saying if she's going to the salons, one, she can create better content because she's out in the streets and it shows that this is an entrepreneur that's actually pushing something.
Nah,
two, she can't get any feedback from Instagram. When she goes into when you go into a salon, she only has 20 of them. Why she need to scale them?
Because after you sell the 20, I still want to be able to build out my list, build out my engagement, to be able to really build the business.
I want to see if she can sell the 20. But if she goes into a salon, there's a couple people, she'll get a lot of feedback that she's not going to get on Instagram. because people can feel it, touch it. They might say it's too light, it's too heavy, it's too big. You'll get a lot of data, and that's more powerful content than making a video saying, hey, y'all should buy this. Like, I'm out in the streets trying to revolutionize the world. You only got 20. You only got 20.
Okay, Marcus, what you was going to say?
You don't got to scale this.
You do, because once you sell the 20, you still want the data to be able to build and grow a business.
She sells the 20.
If you sell the 20.
You don't believe in me, David.
I don't. Based on your track record, not because you're somebody I don't like. I'm just saying, I honestly, because focus takes practice. I don't think you're going to spend the rest of the month focusing on selling these 20, if I'm being honest. If the first five people tell you no, you're going to get discouraged, you're going to get in your feelings, and you're going to start doing people's makeup and making t-shirts.
I don't make t-shirts.
But you were able to do it, and somebody was able to pay you to do it.
I'm just saying, again, I'm nothing against you, but based on your track record, that's how I honestly feel about you. This is a safe space, right?
I feel attacked.
You should feel attacked. You should prove me wrong and say, yo, David, I make content every single day of me attempting to sell this thing for the last month.
Okay.
I should be able to see that.
Deal.
All right.
Just to prove you wrong, as buddy. You
mission accomplished.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. And then I want to ask one question. When they're all sold, can I do pre-orders?
Yeah.
Or do you recommend not, that well, business model does long, not work?
How long it takes to get them.
Yeah. And you order from China with shipping,
like,
and stuff like that.
75 days.
Yeah, no.
And another challenge, I think. And another challenge.
Uh-oh.
I think another challenge is you don't even want to sell these because you want to, like, upgrade it.
I
want it
to be perfect.
Because now you got to have them do other stuff. Somebody said, she's funny and can use her wit to sell her product. I can see a skit where she pulls her wig off and dries it.
I did that at Shark Tank.
Puts her brushes and dries it. Craft stuff, et cetera. It's multi-purpose.
No, you just...
You was on Shark Tank?
Yeah, I'm going to say, I know you
caught
that.
You was on there?
Mm-hmm.
In front
no,
of the sharks?
I didn't. I was when they came to Atlanta, and you have to present.
Yeah,
so I that was ago. A part of my presentation. I took the wig off. They loved it, but I didn't make it.
Yeah.
I was gonna do it today, but I didn't like the way my friend braided my hair.
That's cool.
So yeah.
So was today?
Use
was,
my wit.
So right. I do got a question though, because yeah, this
one,
is this
one
thing
more. We gotta wrap because I think she's got work to do. She gotta get out here.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm gonna go right now and sell some.
Let's do it.
Because. Focus.
Yeah, final thoughts.
And I think you focus on content still because it shows that that's where your focus is at.
Mm-hmm.
Dave said go to 20 salons. That's what he said. I'm not telling you not to.
Okay.
You got to take the advice and focus in on something. And he said you can't do it because it takes a lot more focus to get your ass up and go out to stores and go into places like that. And actually get out the house. It's mm-hmm. easy to sit in the house and create content.
Right.
I laugh and I'm looking at it because your focus even today was content. You came on here to market and create content and come and do this for content and planned on pulling your wig off. You wore a shirt on purpose and you brung everything focused on content and not your damn business. You didn't even come in here today focused on your business. You came in here today still focused on content. So if this does not work, your refocus should be on being a content creator and figuring out how do I monetize content creation in ways that can really scale and help me make money.
Okay.
Because your attention is constantly focusing on content.
Okay. I receive that.
You're going to sell these 20, ain't you?
Yeah.
I love it. Okay.
Now, did you say you want to get your wife one? No, that's my...
Not after I saw that $26 dryer.
No, yeah.
I'm like, baby, you better get this $26 dryer and see what it do.
Nothing.
But we are going to see if you can lock in and focus. And we'll follow back up with you in a few months after you made a few $100,000 off of these things.
Okay.
Or to see if you like doing something else.
Okay. One more question. Go ahead. If I do take on an investor, is there what agreement should I have?
You're not even ready for an investor. It's okay. Nobody. It's nothing to invest in. You don't even have a business yet. You have a product. It's nothing to invest in. I wouldn't take nobody money and put it into something that I already wasted mine on.
Okay, great.
You wasted money until you actually get a profit and you actually move the product.
Okay. And when does it become a business and not a product?
When you put your focus into it and you actually sell it.
Okay.
And you protect it and you trademark it. Or not, you trademark the logo, then kind of like you patent it if this is a proprietary thing.
Okay. Well, all this is great.
We'll see you in a couple months, okay?
Great. Thank you. Nice meeting you.
No, pleasure.
Nice seeing you again.
All right. If you like the video that you just watched, click this one. You're going to like this one, maybe even more. Click it right now. All right. Oh. You did good. Yes, sir. That's cool. Oh, okay. Keep it.
I think I might have me up my first sale. Well,
huh? Come on with it. Are you selling the model?
No.
That's not the model.
No.
Okay. Is she next? Is she next?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.